Good morning again, my friends. This is David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, and you are listening to Pebbles of Truth on WJCV Radio. Last week, we continued our teaching on progressive revelation and looked at Philip's revelation of Jesus, and I would say, and like to add, all of the other disciples as well. Now, I believe Philip's heart was in the right place, but his revelation was wrong. He asked Jesus, show me the Father. And Jesus replied, how long, Philip, have I been with you? And still, you ask me, show me the Father. You could almost hear Jesus' bewilderment and sadness in his reply. But like today, many Christians and some believers that I have known, they have the same revelation as Philip and the rest of the disciples. They say, oh, we tasted of the loaves and fishes, God's goodness, that we did eat. But is that all you're going to do, Jesus, is change 5 loaves and 2 fishes into a banquet to feed 5,000 men and their families? Come on, Jesus, how about some wine, like you changed the water into in Canaan? Sadly, they had no concept and revelation of who Jesus was. But now, don't beat up Philip and the other disciples too bad. We at times, too, are just as awkward as Philip is in our thinking and approach to the things of the Spirit. This is why Paul says not a novice should be a teacher, not a novice should minister the truths of the Word of God. If our revelation is wrong and we share wrong information, then all that we say and do will be wrong and a huge hindrance to the Spirit of God. Let me say that again. If our information and our revelation is wrong, and all that we say and do will be wrong, and it will be a huge hindrance to the Spirit of God. We can be wrong in optional issues in ministry, but the absolute issues of who Jesus is and the things of the gospel, we must be dead on, or we are heading people to their spiritual death. Here, Philip was wrong. And why? Well, let me help you here. In our makeup, according to the structural law of our nature, we are all acting agents. That is, we react continually to all different types of stimuli. This we do consciously and, more importantly, unconsciously. It goes on in all areas of our human constitution. Amen? So when one is brought face to face with truth, a revelation from God to us, how do we react? Of course, much of that is determined by what we bring to the revelation. Especially true is the fact that when it comes to trying to understand and interpret the revelation, keeping this truth in mind, let us trace the truth in the experience of Philip. We know from the scriptures that he had some type of revelation of Christ in the years of his fellowship with the Lord. Here is something to remember. The revelation at its nature will reflect in the person's testimony. Let me say that again. The revelation of its nature will reflect in the person's testimony. That is, their lives, their words, their actions, and even their beliefs in what and who they support will speak volumes of their understanding and wisdom of their revelation of truth. Boy, what a powerful statement. This is true to the degree of our revelation of Jesus even affects our understanding and wisdom of world events and the worldview. Now, I will be honest, I am still puzzled at how many so-called Christians can call themselves that, a Christian, yet support with their money and their time and their heart political parties that endorse murder of the unborn, sodomy, lesbianism, the LGBTQ plus agenda, destruction of the family by supporting organizations like Black Lives Matters and the rest of the socialistic Marxist agendas. This is beyond me. And to think the biggest evangelical church in the world, the Southern Baptists, do not believe that all lives matter. It just bewilders me how they can support anti-Christ, anti-Word of God, and anti-everything God and the in what the Bible stands for, yet think and call themselves a Christian. Well, maybe you're a Christian, but I'll be honest, I am not so sure what that word means anymore. After all denominations and religions in the world, in America, seem to refer themselves as Christians, yet most have changed the truth of the gospel message into a huge lie. Maybe a Christian, my friend, but most certainly not a believer. There is a huge difference here between a Christian and a believer. According to the Associated Press, 76% of black Christians and 38% of white Christians supported the Democratic Party in our last election. The party that supports the murder of the unborn in the mother's womb, sodomy, lesbianism, LGBTQ plus agenda, Black Lives Matter, socialism, and all spiritual issues of our day. These are all spiritual issues of our day, my friend. Now, you can call yourself a Christian and even think you are, but your life and the works of your hands will never call you a believer. Like Philip, you are far from the truth. It is no wonder our country is in shambles and shudders on the brink of collapse. The church, those who say they know God, who say they have a revelation of Jesus Christ, but like Philip, have played fast and loose and know not God for years and know not Jesus Christ. America will not get well until the church drops to her knees and repents, not of her injustice or her racism or some other social issue, but of walking away from God and His ways in the light of God's mercies and goodness that He's given to America. Only when the church repents and turns toward God will America have a chance of a future and continue to be used to spread democracy and freedom and liberty around the world. Oh yes. And as they do this, they will be spreading that glorious message of the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. And out from that will breed freedom and liberty and democracy. So the more the gospel is shared, the more freedom and liberty and democracy you will see in the world. I have seen this in 87 countries of the world. Wherever the gospel goes, freedom and liberty grows. Amen. So let us go and look back at Philip's testimony here. He will tell us what he has received in his revelation. After all, out of our mouth speaks our heart. Now let's turn to John chapter 1, verses 43 and 45. Amen. John writes, by the inspiration of the Holy Spirit, "The day following would go forth into Galilee, and findeth Philip, and saying to him, Follow me. Now Philip was of Bethsaida, the city of Andrew and Peter. Philip findeth Nathanael, and said unto him, We have found him who Moses and the law and the prophets did write." So that was right. "Jesus of Nazareth," that was right, "the son of Joseph." Here we find Jesus calling Philip and telling him to follow him, like Jesus tells all that will come unto him and be his disciple. We do not know how long a time elapsed between verses 43 and 45. It must have been a long time for Philip to draw this conclusion as to some of the identification of Jesus. Maybe a week, maybe a month, maybe a year, we're not sure. At any rate, he followed, he heard the wonderful teachings of life, and there is something going on in his heart and his mind. He sees the miracles and the power of God's, manifest. Philip is brought face to face with the revelation of God in Christ. But how clear was his revelation? Well, at the end of verse 45, Philip refers to Jesus as the son of Joseph. Here his revelation of Jesus fails. Jesus is not the son of Joseph. He is the son of God. but his revelation fails here. Being a good Jew, he knows the Old Testament well enough to trace the prophecies of the Messiah. First, he discusses the words of Moses concerning the coming Messiah, how it's exactly what Jesus is. Secondly, as he listens more closely, he finds that Jesus tallies with the words of the prophets. Both the Old Testament and the prophets bear witness of Jesus. Very true so far. But the third part of Philip's revelation is absolutely wrong. Jesus is not the son of Joseph. Jesus is the son of the God Almighty. So Philip's revelation is only 66% correct, which makes his revelation 100% wrong. Why doesn't Philip call Jesus the Messiah, the Christ, the Son of God? Why is his revelation incomplete? Well, tune in next week, my friend, and we will continue looking at Philip and the big picture of the progressive revelation in our life. This has been David Stahl from Beholding His Glory, hoping that you have a tremendous day and hoping that God's revelation is greater and greater in your life. Amen.